Five key points to a healthy diet.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to outline the five key points to a healthy diet as identified by the World Health Organization. So let's get started right away. It's been agreed among many doctors and researchers that breastfeeding babies and young children has many positive effects. Often, people think they should add nutritious foods to complement breastfeeding as soon as possible, or add salt or sugars to food for babies. But this is actually not recommended. The reason for this is that breast milk provides all the nutrients that babies need for their first 6 months. There's no need for anything extra. Today, we even know that breastfed babies have better resistance against common childhood illnesses like respiratory infections or diarrhea. It's even been shown that those people who were breastfed are less likely to become overweight or suffer from heart disease or diabetes later in life. Another crucial issue is the variety of foods we consume. Eating a variety of unprocessed and fresh foods every day helps us to get the right amounts of essential nutrients. This includes cereals, legumes like lentils or beans, vegetables, fruit, and foods we obtain from animals such as meat, fish, eggs, and milk. Eating a healthy, balanced diet is not only important for young children's development, it also helps older people to have healthier lives. High on the list is, of course, making sure you have plenty of vegetables and fruit. Many people tend to snack on so-called convenience foods like processed foods, chocolate bars, or sweetened milkshakes. They might taste good, but they tend to contain too much salt and sugar. So, experts generally recommend consuming raw vegetables and fruit, or, if they're dried or tinned, then with no added sugar or salt. Why are they so important? Well, they are important sources of vitamins, minerals, dietary fiber, plant protein, and antioxidants. People whose diets are rich in vegetables and fruit have a significantly lower risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Consuming limited amounts of fats and oils provides energy. They also provide the body with important nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids that are very good for the heart. What's important is that we use unsaturated vegetable oils like olive, sunflower, or corn oil rather than saturated animal fats like butter. Saturated fats can be harmful to health and increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Another dangerous type of fats are the trans fats, which are usually produced industrially and can be found in processed foods. So, as you can see, fat itself is not the enemy. Whether we should avoid it or not depends on what kind of fat it is. Also, we should prefer white meats, like chicken and fish, as they're lower in fat than red meat. Try to avoid processed, baked, and fried foods that contain industrially produced trans fats. Finally, we should not forget to cut down on salt and sugar. This also includes hidden sources of salt, like soy and fish sauce. More obvious is the high salt and sugar content in snacks and soft drinks or flavoured yogurt drinks. Choose fresh fruits instead of sweet snacks, such as cookies or chocolate. Why? It has been proved that people whose diets are high in salt have a greater risk of high blood pressure, which can increase their risk of heart disease and stroke. And if we eat too much sugar, we're more likely to become overweight and suffer from heart disease and stroke. Well, these are the main points I wanted to make today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask.